On Tuesday, New York State Senator Diane Savino and Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried, along with 68 other co-sponsors, introduced a bill to allow seriously ill patients in the Empire State to use medical marijuana legally with a doctor's recommendation. Gottfried argues passage of the law is long past overdue.
Thousands of New Yorkers suffer from serious debilitating and life-threatening conditions that could significantly benefit from the medical use of marijuana under a physician's control. Almost 20 states now have laws authorizing this. The bill that I've introduced in the State Assembly with State Senator Savino would set up a very narrow, tightly regulated system that would allow a patient with a severe, debilitating, life-threatening condition under a doctor's control to use marijuana for medical purposes to relieve their symptoms, to lengthen their life, to relieve pain.
There will likely be debate as to whether health insurance will pay for treatment, and beyond that, what happens when the full provisions of the Federal Affordable Care Act take effect. Michael Macomber with legal firm Tully Rinke weighs in.
The federal government still prohibits these drugs. And, you know, when I think it was California that first passed it, the federal government still put up a fight and was still prosecuting people for possession, even though the state law said it was okay. Since then, I think now it's up to 18 states. The federal government, Department of Justice, they seem to be taking a step back and saying, well, okay, wait a minute, we got the hint here. We're not going to push this issue as much. But under federal law, it would still be prohibited. And so I don't know if you're going to see a federal health care policy paying for medical marijuana that's specifically prohibited.
Polling shows support for medical marijuana has been growing in New York in recent years. New York's medical marijuana patients are hopeful 2013 will be the year they are granted safe access to their medicine. Lisa Roche Schroeder is an RN currently working in Saratoga County. She says many patients in the state suffering from cancer, HIV, and multiple sclerosis are already using medical marijuana to treat serious conditions and alleviate symptoms.
My patients should not be put into the position of not having safe and legal access to medication that may help them. This is an issue of compassion.
Michael Macomber says the latest proposal on the table is more accurately targeted.
They use the word in the proposed bill of a serious condition, and other states have limited that to patients that are suffering from cancer, multiple sclerosis, HIV, AIDS, not your common maladies, but really the serious conditions there. And I think that's the impetus with trying to pass this is that, you know, okay, if we put a stricter provision out there, maybe this will actually go through.
Evan Nissen, director of the New York Cannabis Alliance, says the current bill was carefully crafted and represents a responsible approach to the compassionate use of medical marijuana.
Multiple studies have confirmed that marijuana can be used as a safe alternative to many of the drugs currently prescribed by doctors. If a patient and doctor agree that the medical use of marijuana can be used as an effective treatment, the state should not get in the way. Medical decisions should be made between the patient and their doctors.
Nissen adds that researchers are studying cannabis use to treat the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder in veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and are finding positive results. Under the new bill, an excise tax would be imposed on the manufacturing and sale of medical marijuana. The health department would license production and oversee dispensation, with the state setting up so-called seed-to-sale security and regulations of the drug. An advisory board of healthcare professionals would oversee the entire process. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.